The purpose of this life is the prepare.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In order to grow enthusiasm for the call to righteousness, to have determination to remove corrupt beliefs and to be deserving of paradise by reforming wicked people, always remain affiliated with the Madani environment of the global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah Dawat Islami. Have a yearning for the protection of faith. Keep offering salah punctually and regularly. Spend your life acting upon Sunnah and pious deeds. Fill in the pious deeds booklet daily practicing Fikr-e Madina to gain steadfastness and submit it to the relevant responsible Islamic brother of Dawat Islami in your locality on the first date of every Madani month. In order to achieve the Madani aim, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Travel regularly with Madani kafas every month, at least for 3 days in the company of the devotees of Prophet. Let me tell you a Madani parable for inspiration. A summary of a piece of writing received from an Islamic brother from Punjab, Pakistan is as, before I joined the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, I used to remain in the gathering of people who hold corrupt beliefs. As a consequence of keeping their misleading company for almost 13 years, I had also fallen into the pit of corrupt beliefs. Moreover, I was a non-practicing person, addicted to watching movies and dramas and fond of listening to songs. Contrary to the Sunnah, I had grown a short beard. In the nearby area of my general store was a masjid, where an Islamic brother who was also a religious student used to deliver dars from the book Faizan-e-Sunnat and hold Madrasatul Madina for adults. It was probably in Safar al-Muzaffar 1420 Hijri when preparations for the city-level Sunnah-aspiring Istima of Dawat Islami were enthusiastically in progress. One day, the same student accompanied by another Islamic brother came to my shop and said salam to me. As I hated those associated with Dawat Islami because of wrongly assuming that they are a deviated group, I did not reply to their salam but rather pretended to clean my shop, paying them no attention. After a little pause with a smiling face and in a very courteous manner, they invited me to attend the forthcoming city-level Sunnah-aspiring Istima. Refusing their invitation, I even rebuked them rudely and offensively. Though disappointed, they did not utter even a single word, which was really an impressive trait of theirs. May millions of salam be on their tolerance. Upon closing the shop in the evening and returning home, I finished from dinner and recalled the invitation of those devotees of the Prophet and thought to myself, why don't I go to see what they get up to at these